Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. July 11th. It seems to me that many of us deal with our anger in inappropriate ways. Denying it, we stuff it, or we go off in fury, directing the feelings outward. I, for one, opt for avoidance of any conflict, and then I turn into a doormat. The Al-Anon program encourages me to acknowledge my feelings and to be responsible for how I express them. The problem is not that I get angry, but that I do not know how to direct my anger appropriately. Lately, when I feel like hitting somebody, I take my pillow and beat the daylights out of my bed. When I want to wipe someone out, I attack my dirty oven. I try to release my anger as soon as I can so that I won't build resentments that will be harder to get rid of later. I'm learning to communicate my anger, too. I may not do it gracefully, and my words may not be well received. It means facing the awful discomfort called conflict, but I can't run away anymore. Today's reminder. Feeling our feelings is one important part of the recovery process. Learning how to balance feelings with appropriate action is another. When angry, count 10 before you speak, if very angry, 100. Thomas Jefferson, from the book Courage to Change, copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.